Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're hanging out with me. Bill Treasurer is our guest, folks. Bill is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, and he's the author of a number of books, including Right Risk, and his new book is called Courage Goes to Work, How to Build Backbones, Boost Performance, and Get Results. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back on. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. Hey, Bill, talk to us about this chief encouragement officer thing that you talk about a lot.
Sure. Well, a lot of people ask me about my title because on my business card, I'm the chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting. And to me, it's not as a small business owner, it's not enough to be a chief executive. Certainly not, you don't want to lord over people like, look at me, I am the chief executive. Instead, what matters most is that you're providing situations that call forth the courage of each and every one of the people that work for you so that they can apply it towards the business and also learn things about themselves in the process. So being the chief encouragement officer has two important things. One, it's pulling the courage out of them that's already there. And it's also about putting courage inside them. Literally, the word encouragement means to put courage in somebody.
Right.
And that, to me, is the central aspect of the role of the chief encouragement officer, is to pull it out and put it in.
Well, you know, I think the reason why I think what you're saying is such an important thing for small business owners to think about is because if you walked up to most small business owners and you asked them to describe what was their title, probably almost none of them would say CEO of their company.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think of themselves as this chief executive, as you said. It's a little presumptuous even for them to think about it like that, even though I've worked hard over the years, Bill, to try to get them to think about it like that, because I want them to think about being an executive. I want them to think about an executive position as a real profession.
Right.
You know, I want them to do that, but it's hard for them to do that. But let's reconcile the executive with the encouragement. How do we get them to practice being an executive while thinking of themselves as being the chief encourager?
Well, it's a good question. The way that I look at it is the first thing that you have to do is figure out what are the situations and the business goals that are worthy of the application of people's courage. First of all, what are those goals that are application of your own courage is going to be necessary? And then to figure out strategically, where are we going with the business and how can courage serve us to getting them? The deal is this: if you don't have goals that are somewhat disquieting, that don't cause people's palms to sweat, that don't give them a gulp in their throat, then you probably got a flatlined situation. You need to provide challenges that are meaningful and stretch people's capabilities. So the first thing you want to do before you even decide where do people need to, you know, be and how do I get them to be courageous, is decide how can the goals that we have, what are the goals that we have that are going to actually require people to step into their courage?
Well, they've got to find something to be courageous for, don't they?
Exactly.
I mean, people don't just wake up and say, you know what, I think I'm going to be courageous today. I mean, it's got to be something that I've probably mentioned this to you before. I love the quote from that supposedly came from Napoleon when he said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." Well, you've got to find that colored ribbon, don't you?
You really do. I mean, having a cause helps people charge the hill with more enthusiasm. If the goals that you've got are only self-serving, you know, help make me a multimillionaire. You know, then your people are going to be like, yeah, right, see you tomorrow, I'll check back in. But if you can give them a cause to tap into that is somehow larger than themselves, that makes them frankly elevates their own professionalism. It elevates their own skills, and in the process provide something meaningful to the business, but to themselves and probably the community. Then you've got a reason to tap into their courage. And the deal is that when you're tapping into their courage, the reason it's difficult is because you're asking people to purposely become afraid and purposely become uncomfortable, because courage is not found in a situation of comfort or lack of fear.
Which brings me to another point, and that's the reality that we have right now, Bill. There's, in the last 18 months or so, there's been an awful lot of fear without courage in the marketplace. You know, you talked about fear, you know, courage created by, you know, by getting people, getting them out of their comfort zone, that sort of thing. We've had plenty of other things in the marketplace to get us out of our comfort zone, without you know, setting these goals and everything. And so how do we reconcile courage and being an encourager with the financial challenges, the economic challenges that we've had?
Yeah, you're right. We've got so many challenges that are already tapping into our anxieties and fear. And yet, in any given situation, you can look at people falling into two categories. Opportunity seekers. Imagine this was a continuum, right? It goes from, say, safety seekers on one end of the continuum to opportunity seekers on the other end of the continuum. The problem is, when you inject fear into the situation, you get a lot of migration from this, you know, typical opportunity-seeking behavior. Now people start to seek safety. So it's, what do they do with the fear? And right now, with the economic climate as it is, people cannot rest assured that they've got a job for the long term. They just don't know. And so people are, you know, curtailing their spending habits, and they're starting to, you know, put money into their bank accounts. And, and some of that absolutely makes sense, because fear protects you from harm or danger. The problem is that as small business owners, that we also need innovation. We also need forward-moving goals. We also need bold action. And we can't get that if our people are hunkered down playing it safe all the time. So now is precisely the time that people do need to exercise their courage in the right way.
There was a time earlier in the year, earlier in 2009, very early, when it was appropriate to take the defensive measures and do what you had to do to set your business up for the process of surviving 2009.
Right.
But those days are behind us now, and not that we don't still have challenges, but now is the time when the fear needs to migrate more, and the anxiety needs to migrate more towards the courage, which means that you're taking a few chances, you're taking some risks, and you're motivating your people, you're encouraging your people. And Bill Treasure is going to help us make that transition more effectively when we come back after these messages. His book is called Courage Goes to Work. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out. Or if you won't forget that name, just remember my name, Jim Blassingame. Put a .com on the end of that, and it'll take you to the same place. And when you get there, you'll find lots of stuff that will help you with have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to, you get answers too when you ask questions. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We've got something that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bill Treasurer is our guest, folks. Treasurer, like the treasurer of a corporation, like the CFO of a corporation. Treasurer, just like it sounds, is his last name. His book is called Courage Goes to Work, and you've got some big news from China, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, I found out this week. I got an email from the editor of the book in China. It was released last year in the United States in October, but this past year it was released in China in November. And I hadn't even, you know, I knew that they had sold the rights to it, but I hadn't paid much attention to it. I got an email from the editor of the book to say, hey, Bill, I want to let you know that the book has become a bestseller in China, and it's sixth in the management category.
Wow.
So the Chinese people are learning about courage.
How about that?
Which I think it's great.
I think that is great. Maybe you could help. You could almost single-handedly take down communism over there, because you can't be a communist if you have courage. I don't think. But so good for you, Bill. And this is just another example, Bill, of what we've been saying on this show for a long time. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Yeah, only the best for my audience.
Ah, you got it.
So congratulations, Bill. And I'm not the least bit surprised.
Well, I'm really pleased. I have to say, Jim, a lot of authors, including myself, will hire a publicist. And I did that for the States. And the book has done okay in the States. But it's really rewarding when the book on its own merits, no publicity.
Somebody
read the book, told somebody else, no social networking other than, word of mouth. And so the ideas really must have resonated with the Chinese folks.
Well, and don't forget now, they've got more people in the middle class in China than we have people in America.
Well,
it
does catch my attention that there are a billion people over there.
They have more advanced placement students than we have students.
Amazing.
And that's something. So yeah, we all should be selling books and more books in China. So congratulations, Bill. I'm proud of you. Now give us the website. Tell us how we can find your book.
You can find my book at any online bookseller, Amazon or Barnes and Noble. And then my website for my company is GiantLeapConsulting.com, and they can find out about the book there. But they can also find about the book at CourageGoesToWork.com.
All right, so check those out, folks. And the book's available wherever books are sold. And I'm glad to know that your excellent work is being recognized other places. Bill, let's get back to the courage thing. And what we were saying is I told the audience at the beginning of the year, your singular goal right now, and this was literally a year ago, I said, your singular goal right now, this is back when we didn't know how bad things were going to get, I said, is to make sure that you open your doors January 1, 2010.
Yeah.
And then as the year progressed, I started saying, okay, now let's start operating for, let's keep operating for survival, because that's what I said, operate for survival, but now let's plan for success.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start thinking about what opportunities are going to look like. And where I think the courage is going to be needed, Bill, is the challenges that are going to come at us in the future from 2010 forward. And the opportunities that we're going to find are going to look different from the ones that we've left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take courage. What do you think?
Anytime that you're stepping into a zone of discomfort, and typically uncertainty brings discomfort, courage is called forth. And then, it becomes, what do you do with it? Do you be paralyzed, in which case you're not really exercising your courage, or do you walk through your fear and do something with it? And I think that you're right that, the term you've probably heard, probably used, is that this is the new normal, is
mm-hmm.
this uncertainty and this fury of change and this dynamic, unstable, disquieting sort of environment that we exist within is not going to go away for a long time. And, it took the Japanese, 20 years after their great recession to get a recovery. So we might be in this funky place for a long time. So, enough with the paralysis. And we've played it safe in 2009. We had to. I did it with my own business. But now we've got to start coming up with innovations that serve the business. The other thing, Jim, don't you find, I certainly found in my business, that because in the good times, growth hides efficiency, when the growth stopped, we started finding places in the business that we had become fat.
Oh, yeah. Now, the good times cause us the reason when things are going great, we think it's because we're so smart.
Right.
And we start making mistakes, and there's a lot of waste, isn't there?
There is. It hides the waste when you're experiencing the growth. And so now is a good time to reevaluate the processes that you have in your business, the places of inefficiency that may have grown up like weeds. And now, you have to make pruning here and there. And that,
mm-hmm.
that means making hard decisions, but nonetheless, those have to be made in the service of the business. This is when it calls forth your true leadership, right?
Right.
The leadership is for the tough stuff, and we're in the tough times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part of the chief executive, that professionalism that it takes to make hard calls for your business. But the other piece is to put courage inside people so that they can make difficult decisions and forward actions for the business, too.
Well said, Bill. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Courage Goes to Work. selling all over the world, just like hotcakes. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.